It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Because the Wuzzles were about two different, I mean, they were two different animals in one. Like, there was Rhinoki, who was like half rhino, half monkey. But nobody ever asked about parenting and like how the animal husbandry of that all whole thing worked, because it was just, it was intended for kids. And a lot of kids shows in those days had, were very animal based. It was like the Get Along Gang and the Shirt Tales and stuff like that. But then this one was even better because it was two animal. Okay. Yep. Nope. You did it to me again. Okay. Hey folks, it's me. It's Adam Bash. Welcome again to This Day's History. Here we are, September 18th. And my buddy Adriel over here pranking me again. Get me talking about the Wuzzles this time, and then next thing you know, we're recording. So, hey, here we are. Adriel is an angel that I met in late August, and I was granted the power slash curse to erase one day from the history of existence. And I, of course, am basing that solely on celebrity birthdays. And so I'm here to talk about, I guess, today versus yesterday. Man, we have had a run on Sundays. Every Sunday this month has been worse than the last. And so the last one we've had to deal with was yesterday's on 9/17. September 17th's group was Hank Williams. And I'm not a huge country music fan, so some of you might think that's a great start. It's not. It's not when the only judge and arbiter in this entire thing is me. Number two was Flo Rida yesterday. And then the number one most famous and influential celebrity born on September 17th, John Ritter. So, listen, I like John Ritter, but not a strong case. Not a strong case for September 17th. So September 18th, we're going to take a look at it in a second here. And there we are. Okay, second passed. Let's see. Honorable mentions. Okay, so Jason Sudeikis was born on September 18th. James Marsden, sure. He's an actor. I do like Westworld. He's pretty good in that. Jada Pinkett Smith. September 18th child, and Holly Robinson. Oh, and Fred Willard, a September 18th page. And he's so far, or sorry, September 18th birthday, he's so far down the page that it makes me go to the next page just to see. Maybe, oh, Dee Dee Ramone's on the next page. See, there's some people even like further down. Man. Okay. Well, that's exciting. Well, the 1-2-3 today is, you know, not outstanding, but boy, it doesn't really have to do too awful much, I don't think, to beat the 17th crew. So let's take a look at it right now. Number three, most famous and influential person born on September 18th. I'm going to say Xzibit. Xzibit is a rapper slash actor. On the website he is referred to as an actor, which again is a little thin. So he is primarily known as a rapper, but I guess really maybe primarily known as a ride pimper anymore. So he was very, very popular for pimping rides, and he's become a meme because he puts things inside of other things. He's like the Matryoshka doll of rappers. So Xzibit, number three. Number two, an absolute delight, Aisha Tyler. Now, if you don't know who Aisha Tyler is, then you probably have never watched an Ubisoft E3 briefing. But you also have probably never watched Archer, which is a big loss. Or like Talk Soup back in the day. I used to like Talk Soup a lot because I didn't like the crappy reality TV. But I liked how there was this show where they would have a comedian come on and show me all of the stuff that I kind of really did want to see that off the reality. I wanted to see Jerry Springer, but I just wasn't going to sit through an episode of Jerry Springer to see people punch each other. And so Talk Soup was very smart because it would show me all these things and then have somebody quip about how stupid it is. And then it made me feel smart about myself, despite the fact I was still watching Jerry Springer. Just a distilled version. It was like a Reader's Digest of Jerry Springer. So Aisha Tyler was on that eventually. I mean, there was like Craig Kilborn was on that, and it was responsible for Greg Kinnear's early successes. So anyway, Talk Soup, great. Aisha Tyler, Wonderful. Also on the new Who's Line stuff, right? So, I mean, she became the Who's Line host after Drew Carey, right? So all types of great things. Good things. Can't say enough good things about Aisha Tyler. And then number one is really only mostly known for one role, but boy, was it a role. That's James Gandolfini. And of course, the role I'm talking about is the bounty hunter he played in The Mexican. It wasn't. No, it's he played Tony Soprano, obviously. So James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano. Boy, he loves meats. Boy, he gets the meat sweats and then passes out in his own pool. That's old Tony Soprano for you. Boy, he likes walking out in his underwear to get the paper. Tony Soprano. Anyway, quality actor. Quality 3-2-1 lineup, I think. I mean, Exhibit is a. I mean, yeah, it's a little light. That's a little light on the front end. But hey, you know what? Aisha Tyler, James Gandolfini. You're not going to see any arguments out of me. September 18th, you're perfectly fine. September 17th, how you feeling? How you feeling, bud? There's two for you, right? Two losses. I mean, there's still plenty of time left in this month. I mean, somebody could come in sucking harder than you do. It's possible. It's entirely possible. I don't know that you're going to find any days that are saddled with such a visionary pioneer of my least favorite musical style. It's possible. It's entirely possible. So don't count yourself out just yet, September 17th. And even if you do manage to make it through this month, the eternal loser for September, there's still the battle royale thing that we tend to do at the end of this thing. So, you know, maybe some other month will be worse than you. I don't know. Man, I'm just doubting you left and right at this point because I'm not super optimistic about your chances. But, you know, prove me wrong tomorrow. That's all I'm going to tell you. Until then, I will see you guys next time on This Day is History.